I'm hitting live, hitting live.
Smash that live button.
Oh, there it is.
Oh gosh. Smash that live button.
A live button, not the like button. Yeah. Switch it up.
Yeah, you know,
mic's already sweet.
Speaking of the, you know, smash that like button and stuff like that, like I gotta be a little more proactive on like saying things like True. That. Maybe not that exactly, but
You gotta get yourself a link tree and shout I got out one. Your backlog. Oh, you do? Okay, yeah, well, you gotta yeah. mention that more.
I do.
And the Patreon.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got it all planned out for this episode.
Oh.
I think. Yeah, yeah. So what's up, you guys? I know we are live, but we usually do like a little bit of chit-chat as we get settled in. But let's just get yeah. into it, you know? This is episode 47. Of the backlog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost. We're almost to 50. And
how
we
long have you guys been going? 2 years?
The first
a
episode.
Year?
First episode was in 2017.
Was really? It? Was it?
I would have to look at the spreadsheet. I wrote it down.
And was it a regular? And was it consistent?
No.
Every other week? Oh.
No, it was not. It was not.
First, I want to say like the first like 18 to 20 episodes were kind of consistent, but not really. And then we took a big break for like a year. Mm-hmm. And then we came back.
Yeah. I want to say we were going like once a month or
once
something
month,
like
okay.
that. Like at the beginning.
That's not too bad.
Yeah. Or that, or was really like sporadic, like when we kind of wanted to. I could be completely
that
wrong
was really
though.
Sporadic.
I could be wrong.
Tears. I have so many.
2017.
Well, it's not Hannibal.
Yeah,
I think.
Hannibal in
it?
The chat. People will be rolling through.
Oh, wait, sorry, I misspoke. It's 2018. Our first episode was, what was that? February 2018. Mm. And then we did one each month until the 9th episode. We skipped a couple months. And then the 10th episode is just a complete year had passed.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And then we did. So we did two. Then we did two more episodes. And then we kept going. And then I think after that we're pretty consistent.
Do you remember, Shar? You have a better memory than I do. I think
no,
anybody.
I think
anybody does.
Looking at a spreadsheet.
Possibly.
Sure?
No, it could just be the playlist. Maybe.
No. I'm looking at the spreadsheet I have. I'm gonna post it. When
okay.
I update it, when I get it all updated to the point that it's like good, I'm gonna post it to our Patreon sometime, I think.
Okay, good, good. But I was gonna ask you, like, when we did take that break, did we like have a conversation about it, or did it just happen? Like, I don't remember that.
I don't know. I think because at that time we weren't really in contact as much as now, and like we were kind of like, I don't know, maybe it was like both of us like waiting for the other one to say something about it.
Maybe.
And then like nothing ever happened, and then you approached me and you were like, hey, remember that thing we were doing? And I was like, oh yeah.
We had a thing going, remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Remember
should
that
we do that again?
Thing? Yeah.
Should we well, revive it's, this?
It's interesting to hear all this because you were mentioning on your stream, Erica, that about what the backlog was more supposed to be or you wanted it to, like getting to know what stuff you normally don't ask or people don't normally do. I think you mentioned something about that, so yeah, this is like kind of interesting to know, you know, kind of a little bit more detail. I don't know if you've mentioned it before, at least not when I started watching you guys.
It's interesting for us to talk about this. Like, I did want to kind of ask you, Keenan, like if you did want to know things like that, because you are our special patron guest tonight, Keenan45 here, who
I sent out a message to like all my friends. I'm like, hey guys, I'm gonna be on a podcast that I simped my way to. We're on YouTube, we can say simp. And I'm like, if you guys could do me a favor, if you have like just 5 minutes, drop in and just say, oh, there's one of them. Hi, Taco.
Oh my god,
he's a really
awesome.
Cool guy. He's
okay.
He pays me a lot. He times me out a lot, but he's a cool guy. But yeah. So I told everybody, like, hey, come in and, like, just say hi or, you know, hang out, boost the viewership.
I like that. You know? Why? Man. Wait a minute. Why is it that our special patron guest is doing things like that, but our actual guests, you know, from
he's
before,
the ultimate simp, and you know it.
Haven't really done anything like that.
And he knows too.
He's honest.
Nah. I'm throwing shade on the others. Throwing shade on the others. Nah. I'm kidding. We appreciate all our guests here, but I just want to, you know, say that we appreciate that, Keenan. That's really sweet. Yeah. We appreciate that. Yeah, and we appreciate you too, because you've been, you know, watching us for a while, and in the comment sections, in the chats, and then in our own individual streams as well. So you being here as our first initial like patron guest is, you know. I couldn't think of anyone better.
I was super nervous about that. Thank you for saying that. Like I was like clicking the button, and I clicked on it. I'm like, Shar, I did a thing. And I'm like, Patreon thing.
Oh no.
Like, okay. Like, and they're like, I don't know what they were thinking about, but I was thinking, I'm like, why did I do that? And I'm like, luckily it was 3 weeks instead of 2 weeks in between the back, wasn't it? I think so.
Yeah. No.
Maybe. Oh, no, it was still 1 week.
We did a double, yeah.
Yeah. So for me, it was 3 weeks, and I was glad I got 3 weeks to prepare. And I got half of the stuff I wanted to get done for this. So, yes.
Nice. So,
all right.
So I did promise you a bikini, and you'll be getting your bikini pictures. Don't worry about that.
Whoa.
Everything I promised everybody. Some people I promised subs. Some people I promised feet pics. You guys will be getting those.
Whoa,
this man will do anything.
Hold on.
This is OnlyFans content that they will be getting personally.
I was gonna say,
this is the first I am hearing about any of this, so I'm with the audience right now. I'm a little confused.
it's already a weird episode.
But some people got promised some good stuff.
It's funny that you said that you were thinking to yourself, like, what am I doing kind of thing. So I did want to ask you, you know, before we get to topics and stuff, like, what possessed you to hit that top tier in the Patreon? Because, you know, we've had this Patreon for what? All of like 2 months or something like that, Shar? Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's slowly growing. And I do want to say at the beginning of the show, for once, we do have a Patreon. So for those listening, if you would like to support us even further directly to us, it is through our Patreon.
Doku. Sorry to cut you off.
Oh, no, you're good. Hey, if your people are in the chat, shout them out. But I did. We do appreciate all the patrons, and it is growing slowly. But Keenan, you above everyone, hit that top tier in the Patreon. So what possessed you to do that?
Well, you guys have been putting a lot of effort. Shar was going through talking on their stream about all the work they've been updating and reorganizing a little bit. And you guys have been just putting in a lot of work, and I'm like, why not? I mean, I'm gonna downgrade one tier so that it is available 2 slots for somebody else to be guests on the back lot, because mm-hmm. I'm not sure how that's gonna work. Like,
we didn't think about it.
We don't either. Don't worry.
At this point, if I keep it up, I'll be like once a month here, and I might as well be part of the cast.
Yeah.
At that point. Yeah. So I will downgrade one tier from the 25 to whatever mm-hmm. it is. Yeah.
Yeah, me and Shar did discuss that after like the tiers were made and everything. Like, so okay, once Keenan does appear, then what? Does he gotta downgrade? What are we doing
here's
here?
Here's the thing. We made that tier. We didn't think anybody'd actually do it.
Nobody crazy enough like me.
I mean, we kinda had a hunch maybe. We were like, maybe somebody'll take it. But like, we kinda also were like, I mean, it's there.
That's a good test. Yeah. My favorite thing is testing stuff out. Like, since playing on Minecraft servers, I've done more testing with server owners than actually playing the game. And like same thing with Shar. They needed help with the Discord yesterday, and I'm like, yeah, I'm down to test. I'm right there. I'll test all of it. Like, that's the same thing with like OBS or streams or equipment. Like I love setting that stuff up more than the actual streaming or like making the YouTube video. I love doing all that stuff.
Nice.
all of that.
And for the record,
so yeah, it's a good way to test it out.
For the record, Keenan, you did know Char before me, correct?
A good like several months, maybe maybe about 5 months, 6 months before you.
I asked because I want to show the proof here that Char's got some fans out there.
Big time. That's me, Melodic, Chaos, Caustic, See? Jane, Tank we Blade.
Oh, that's so many people.
A
whole list.
Really. Cheesy, Zep.
Cheesy is not.
Cheesy, I think, came from my camp. But hey, you could have him.
Zep, Nintendo Game Switch Cube, French Fries.
You're gonna out French my fries. Entire community right now.
I'm saying you have fans. That was at I least know. Like 15 it's of so them right weird. There. It's yeah,
so weird.
I remember useless information. So bring it on. I mean, I don't remember the last time I ate or when I went to sleep, but you know, I'll remember random names.
I remember
it's
all.
It's not a problem.
Remember Char's lists like it like it's nothing. Yeah, I'm Char.
Of fans, real quick. Flameser, I don't know if he's in here today. Flameser, he's my number one fan. He's been showing up to all the streams.
He's everyone's number one UK fan. Time.
He's
shout out to Flameser. Shout out to Flameser. He's a real one, for real.
Flameser, come through, man. I'm
he's a
for
real
you,
one. I love Flameser. He's legit.
That's okay. I got Keenan, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay. Okay, we having like a little battle here of all the viewership. Okay, let me see. Who do I got?
More viewers. Okay, wait, hold on. Obviously, you
Erica's
more
for
viewers.
The win, viewers. Come on, let's go.
Oh, let's see.
Speak
we're
up in the chat.
We're on your YouTube.
That's all I see.
Oh my god.
That's all I see. Sure.
Exactly. I'm Keenan. I'm kidding. Oh I'm Keenan. I said I'm kidding. Oh man. Off to a good Close. Start already. Off to a good start. Well, Keenan, it's a pleasure to have you here, and we're gonna enjoy hearing your input on some of these topics. It's gonna be interesting.
That'd be fun.
It's gonna be very interesting.
Lots of fun.
Oh man, anything else we need to get out before we get to the topics? I mean, I mentioned the Patreon, right?
Yeah.
Char, we didn't discuss you yet.
What I'm doing.
What?
We didn't discuss you.
You discussed me.
How you doing? I mean, you know, you want to say a proper hello and. Kind of make yourself comfortable.
Hi, fam.
Hi, everybody. It's Char. Recently rebranded as Drin Pixeled. So hi.
Drink to the second power.
Okay. Let's talk about that for a second. How's that going? How does it feel? Does it feel like it's working yet, or is it like a slow like you're getting used to it? What's going on?
I'm slowly getting used to it. Obviously, there was another name I think I was going to take, and then. I don't know what happened with that one. I think something happened with that. I don't remember. Damn. I had a better. There was a better one proposed by. Oh, I know what it was. It was. We were thinking about Drin No Pixeled, but then No Pixeled sounds too close
no
to.
No Pixel.
To a GTA 5 like RP server. So I was like, I don't know if I want to like confuse people with like that because like I'm not a GTA like RPer. So anyways, so I. On the fly, randomly one day, I was like, I'm just going to do this. And I came up with Drin Pixeled. And I was like, hey, this works. Because pixeled can mean a lot of things. Also, I can make a cool logo that just says Drin. And then put a second power like it's squared. But instead, it's pixeled. So I was like, damn, this is actually working.
Hey, what up, Albro?
Albro.
This man gonna be shouting out all your friends, like, because you're so popular.
You don't know about this?
Look, I sent Erica a video of Owlbro messing up her name. That was who that is, by the way, Erica.
Oh,
that was Owlbro.
Okay, I did hear that video. I did hear that. But
I caught him.
It wasn't that bad. I didn't really think he did mess it up.
Right, he said it right the first time.
Yeah. He second guessed. He second guessed. Right. Never second guess. Go with your heart. Al, go with your heart. You know what it means. You know what it means. it's good to see all your friends in here. That's awesome. That's awesome. Love to see the support, man. It's like a full circle. You support us, they support you, and we're all here. It's awesome. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Should we get to the right into the hot tub? Dip our feet in. What's good? It's heating up. It's steaming. It's steaming, Char. Starting to steam. Should we hop in? You ready?
Ow, too hot. Yeah.
Too hot. Never too hot.
You
damn
know,
it.
You don't.
Never.
Do you know that sketch? Do you know that sketch?
Maybe.
It's
Remind me.
Ago. It's like if Chris Brown did Celebrity Hot Dog.
That we could go way left. I don't know if I want to know this.
It's really funny. That can go way left.
You know, we already went downhill. Let's just keep rolling.
Should we get wild tonight? We are in the hot tub. Yeah, I should have got some steam effects or something. I should have showed up in a bikini.
Only if you let me have my green screen. Oh, there you go.
Listen, we don't stream to Twitch though, so maybe it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. I wouldn't be protected. Okay, so we're in the hot tub, guys.
We're in the hot tub,
and I don't have a drink, so I'm a little uncomfortable. I think the drink would put me at ease a little bit. So we did talk about the hot tubs, like what, 3 episodes ago or 2 episodes with Amy? That was a minute, maybe a month.
I think you guys mentioned the category at least.
Yeah, and
I came late on that.
Right. Yeah. And at that time, what was going on? It was just the girls were doing it, right?
Right.
Yep.
It was just happening.
People upset, people not so upset, people happy. It was a mix.
Mixed opinions, of course. And they're still mixed. Because, you know, people were calling for Twitch to do something about it. Like, oh, can you make a separate category? Can you also make tags for like trans and things like that? Let me get the full tweet of what people asked for. And I think Twitch has somewhat delivered on the tags, but it's still creating controversy and things like that. So like gender, sexual orientation, race, nationality, ability, mental health, and more. I think they're on the way as far as those. So I think Twitch is just trying to like throw people a bone, like, hey, we're doing these things. We're not banning the hot tub streams. We're not banning the girls, but we're gonna, you know, go ahead and make a separate category. So they announced this on a blog this week. So I guess we could just follow up on this, Char, and like what, you know, you think about this, and then we can get Kanan's opinion. If you want to start us off, Char.
I haven't even looked at it, but I mean, I always think that more tags is probably good, because I feel like the tag system is sorely lacking in so many places. People just don't know how to use the tags usually either. Including me, sometimes I'll forget to put like tags and stuff, but like it definitely needs more tags. I think a trans tag would be nice. For them. But if they're going to do a trans tag, I think they would have to do one for everybody. But, and then that's a whole conversation. Too,
let me interrupt real quick. I don't think that was one. I misspoke. Sexual orientation.
I just that one going around though.
Yeah. So. But that's one that people are asking for. But anyways, continue.
Yeah. Yeah. As far as the category for hot tubs goes, I mean, I guess you could just give it a tag and be done with it. I don't think in the whole category, because once you go into like the IRL category or just chatting category, then you could like look up the tag tot tub and then it would just whatever, right? It could
That's smart.
But I don't know. I think it's hard to say that Twitch has gotten better because I haven't. But the one thing I've noticed about that Twitch has been doing is like you go into like a gaming category or something and like it's not automatically sorted as like the most popular or the most watched people first. It's like dispersed, right? Mm-hmm. Which I think kind of helps, but like it's still kind of shitty. So like, yeah, you do need to like a tag of some kind to like, I don't know. They made it pools.
Yeah, pools, beaches, and hot tubs.
That's weird.
So of the full net category name.
So like you could stream from the beach, like have like maybe like a camera and just kind of stream from there in your bikinis and run around and throw sand at each other and build sand castles and things like that.
Yeah.
Is that what you do
with the beach? Swim with dolphins and all the fun stuff, all the seals.
Swim with the sharks.
You throw sand at people?
I mean, if I'm live, I just might shoot.
She's gonna be kicking sand.
I'm trying to get that clout.
It's all about just watch me throw sand at strangers at the beach.
It's all about clout, right? Trying to get thrown out the beach.
No, I would but... not be mad if he got beat up. I'm sorry, but
whoa. All right, Keenan.
People's faces.
Listen, it's for a good cause. I'll do it for charity. No, I'm kidding. It's
for the kids.
Money.
Keenan, what do you think about this? Like, what did you think originally, just of them being in hot tubs? Does that bother you? Because you stream on Twitch, so.
My problem isn't with the content creators. My problem was with Twitch, the category, and the misuse of the category. I don't know if he actually went and checked out the category, but 75% of it is pictures of chicks in bikinis, just a still picture.
Really?
A person in a green screen hot tub, not an actual hot tub. They're not even wearing a bikini. No. They don't even have their shirt off. That's like, at least take your shirt off. Or it's like an animation, or like it's like just straight up a hot tub, and there's no actual content.
Did you ever
like trolling now too? Right.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So that's my main problem with it. So this happened every time they want to play with categories, because initially there was all the games, and there was like the 4 or 5 main non-gaming categories, and then they slowly started chopping them up. Mainly I know because of the model maker community, it was a big outrage where everything was under makers and crafts, and then I think it got split into makers and crafts, art, and model making, and nobody streams in model making, and everybody else is in art and makers and craft, and the people in model making are having a hard time getting noticed. But that's off subject. So yeah, my problem isn't with the actual people who want to be in the hot tub, like legit hot tub stream, or even bath. Fuck it, you know, be in a bathtub, whatever. My problem is with the people misusing the category just to get that view. And like all those things I named, each person has like a nice 45, 50 plus viewers. They could be fake, they could be real, but they're not nevertheless.
I was gonna ask that if you actually went into the streams and saw the view count.
I saw view count. I looked at through users in chat. I didn't chat in there myself, but it was just straight up. Some of them were just pictures of girls in bikinis, and that was it.
So
nothing there.
You telling me that somebody's streaming with just a picture of girls, right? It's not even them.
If it was at least a picture of them, it'd be nice. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I was just gonna say, you know. That's going on, averaging 45, 50 viewers, and I'm over here averaging like a cool like 30 or something, 25, 30.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
And, I'm playing games at my highest excellence for the viewers, beasting, stressing, sweating, tears. Hands shaking.
You sweat and they're out here with just a picture.
They have just a picture, doing the bare minimum. That's wild. That's
very
wild.
Bare minimum. Not even like you would think. You know, like if somebody followed, you know, like something would pop up. Not even just straight up a picture. That's all it was.
Are they even talking in the background or anything?
Nothing. No, I think there was like music. Okay. I think there was music. Worst thing I saw was at the top, a person with about 550 viewers, and that was like a legit hot tub stream. I respected
that.
You go down a little bit, anywhere from like 25 to 75 viewers, that same stream being restreamed.
What? How like is that even
six times?
How are they not banned?
They're still doing that. I have no idea.
That's like copyright. That's no like stealing people's content. Like that don't even make sense.
They're getting the views, and if they are running ads, I don't know if they're running ads. I have Twitch Turbo, but if they're running ads or, you know, getting subs or follows from it off of somebody else's content, that's just despicable. Rude. Like, rude.
That doesn't even make sense. See, I didn't even think about this other side of it. I had no idea. Mm. Like, I was just focusing on like, okay, the people in the tubs and actually doing it. But there's all these like wannabes or copycats or scalpers. Yeah, basically cheating.
There's a problem that brew from a problem. Twitch typically sees a grease fire and dumps water instead of just covering it up and letting it simmer down, cool down, taking off the lid and figuring out from there. They're completely useless when it comes to this kind of stuff. And they just keep dumping more water on grease fires. That's crazy.
So instead of taking care of those really core bad problems, they're like, oh, here's, you know, we're going to add these tags, we're going to add this stuff, which is like essentially a good thing, I guess. But it's like, well, there's bigger problems we need to focus on first. And then go ahead and add this stuff or do it all at the same time. Like, just get those big problems fixed. That's wild.
That's crazy.
That's super wild. Audible, what's up, Audible in the chat? He says, y'all giving me ideas. Let me Google search. About to find some pictures of girls in bikinis.
But no, all he has to do is Google hot tub GIF. He has a green screen thing going. Hot tub GIF. Literally just your head up. You don't even have to take your shirt off. It'd be appreciated, but you don't have to take your shirt off. And just sit in this green screen GIF.
That's amazing.
Or like a video on loop.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta do.
It could be like he's with like a group of people. They're like looping and he's just in the middle and I'm having a party.
I'm with my friends, you guys.
Oh, that's too funny. Gosh. So, man, well, you brought up all these like side freaking huge issues. Now I'm like, well, that's the focus now. Like, I'm not even thinking about the main topic anymore. It's like, gosh, that's pretty crazy.
If you want to show what your mom gave you and like Twitch is fine with it, like, sure, fine. So again, I think the whole point of the hot tub pool beach category was like, okay, these men and women and non-binary pals are gonna do what they want to do. They want to be half naked on stream. How can we make it where we don't have to ban our biggest streamers? Right? And the way you don't ban them is to make it a loophole and give them a category that they are allowed to be cornered off in and let them do what they want to do. And that way they keep their ad revenue, they keep their streams, they keep their streamers, but they won't be taking content out of just chatting, which I don't know what kind of content they're taking out of just chatting. I haven't, you know, it's just chatting. Yeah. You know, but like Shaw said, you know, they had a great idea of, you know, tags instead of categories. And I didn't even think about that. Like, that's just perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even know how I feel about the whole, just them in the tubs in general. I don't think it bothers me that much. I said that before, but like, I do think it's better that, yes, they do have their own category. It's like, they're not mixed in with the gaming, podcast streams. So, you know what I mean? Like, if they're playing, let's say they're playing a certain game in the hot tub and they put that as the category or like,
oh, there
whatever.
Was people just straight up playing games with a category. Just straight up miscategorize that too. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. I'm sure people are doing that just to get like the clicks or whatever. That makes sense. I assume that. But you know, like if I'm playing, like right now I'm showing some Scarlet Nexus demo gameplay right now. Like if I'm playing that in the office, but someone else is just in a hot tub and they put that as the game, it's like, well, they might still be doing that. But I'd rather them just kind of like, they're in their own lane. They're in the hot tub lane and then I'm in the gaming lane and I'd be maybe hopefully easier to find, you know, and be discovered. Right. Because Twitch, we all know it has a bad problem with discoverability already. So if they could, if this can help even just a little bit, then I'm cool with that. Like them making the category at the least. But I do see a lot of people, because I read the threads, I read the comments on like, you know, these tweets and stuff, and there's a lot of people who have an issue with the girls and the viewers and like why this is even a thing at all, that Twitch is going to be completely different within a couple years. It's not even gaming anymore, it's just like going downhill. Do you guys think
it already changed a ton for the art community anyway. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, of course, there's going to be another change. It's just like, is this the one that we want?
Mm-hmm.
It's not, probably, maybe. I don't know. But, like, I don't know. Some people are going to like it. Some people are not going to like it.
Yeah. What kind of gets me on the side of, like, this is terrible or this got to go is, like, I think about, like, the kids that are on Twitch. And and for, like, little kids, like, little boys, or, you know, or anybody who's just into women and they're watching these streams. It's like softcore porn a little bit, especially if these girls are kind of kind of doing, you know, they know what they're doing. They're bending over. They're, you know, doing who knows what, which is considered normal.
Ghost behind you, go check it out.
You know, because women are naturally sexy and pretty and beautiful. And sometimes, and this just goes with being a woman, this comes with it, is like sometimes you do the natural things, but people look at that as like, oh, that's sexy or that's sexual in some way, even though it's not. But women who are aware that it could be, they might be flaunting it a little bit more, kind of being a little more sensual, a little more sexy, you know, and kind of, you know, trying to turn these guys on or people on. So it's like, that's where it, I draw the line a little, because it's like, there's kids on here, and that's
idiot kids who pretty like bad. Click on mature subject content and then literally watch because
they haven't discovered the hub yet, and it's, you know,
I know
that's the way it goes.
Exactly. They get, you know, just that little curiosity, or they come across it on accident. It could be total accident where they're like, oh,
somebody hosts
pool party. Yeah, they might just think, oh, a pool party or something. Oh, that, what's that? Click it, and then you see all these those women. What'd you say, Char?
Those are boobies, son.
Yeah, like I see boobs in the thumbnail. Click. Like, what's that? You know, just curiosity. I mean, you know what it's like to be young.
Like, they, I don't know. It's really, it's hard because you can't, like, choose. You can't prevent the audience from happening. But the I want to say the average, like, audience on Twitch, like the average age is probably like, I don't know, like at least, I want to say it's like 18, but like, it's like probably less than that.
16 and up at least.
Wait, I think you have to be, I think you have to be 13 to even make an account, I was told.
Yeah,
How do you verify that? There's no way in hell you can verify that. When I was younger, like, you just put your age down a little. Like,
yeah, you move the year.
Hold the slider just a little bit more.
Right.
There was accounts.
18. Fuck that.
There are accounts I can't get into because I faked an age way back when.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what age I faked.
Really? Wow.
No.
I was 18.
No, of course. You're like 16. You're like, I'm basically 18. Fuck it.
Well, just to make I wanted to make a PSN account, my old PSN account.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, well, if they don't let me play mature plus games, I'm like, I'm going to say I'm like 54 or whatever, you know, at the time. And I forget what year I put. And I'm like, reset your account. It's like, well, you know, either your age or security question. And I didn't remember either of them.
No.
No.
Yeah. That's the thing about faking your age online, kids. You got to remember what age you are. But yeah,
since we're on this about the kids, though, there is a tweet that I want to read from Erin Ashley Simon. I'm not sure if you guys know who that is. It works for esports. She's really cool. She's very much about diversity and like trans and sexual orientation, like awareness and things like that. Like, you know, rights for those groups of people and stuff. Very outspoken. But she said this tweet of, I just clicked off of it. Good job, Erica. Yep. Let me scroll down a couple seconds. said this, if we are going to give energy toward kids coming across hot tub streams on Twitch, how about we collectively give the same energy towards kids coming across racism, sexism, and toxicity on the platform as well?
Hell yeah. That's basically a part of that conversation as well.
Mm-hmm. So she's coming at Twitch of like, listen, you got these other problems too, you know, like people being racist, people, you know, being homophobic and things like that. What about those? You know, because kids obviously are going to have access to toxic stuff like that too. So,
yeah. Like it's that age where, that age we're in that like their favorite content creator is basically like an idol, and then they like say something and they're like, oh, I believe that too. Mm-hmm. But they don't, you know, they're very obviously, I'm speaking to the choir here, but kids are very impressionable at certain ages, and especially like preteens and everything, they're like, they will like take in anything and they will just retain that, and that will become a part of them while they're still like figuring stuff out. And then once they become older, they might reject that, or they might like actually believe in that. So it's like, yeah, it's like if there are younger kids, or not younger kids, I should say, like, but like the preteens or like the mid teens or whatever, if they're like on Twitch and they see somebody like you said, like say something like racist or something, they will literally just like take that and run with that. Because maybe that's also like reinforced in their everyday life too. Like you don't know, but like maybe what they're hearing online is also being said in real life, and then it's just like that. I did that racism and like all that sexism and all that gets like reinforced more through the media as well, obviously. And wow. It's just like it sucks so much because it's like you can't police everybody.
You can't. It sucks. I mean, it is everywhere. You know, to be fair, it's not just Twitch. I mean, YouTube has the same issue. TV. I mean, school. They're gonna hear all this stuff anyway. It's not. You know, it's up to the parents to kind of direct them, but. It's just this tweet from Aaron and others. They're just coming at Twitch because it's like kind of what we've been saying. It's like they fix one thing, but there's just still so many problems with people doing offenses like, you know, racism and stuff like that, but they're still not banned, or abusing animals and they're not banned, and, you know, just things like that. But then you have men sometimes, or people who don't fall in line of like the beautiful woman, and they get banned for something much smaller. So there's like that kind of thing where it's like some people are favored over others. And then, I mean, there's just a lot that we can unravel with this whole thing. Even when it comes to getting partnered, it's like some are favored than others. And it's just, it's a whole thing. Like Twitch just has like a myriad of like problems in people's minds, you know? So this is just one of those. But as far as like women just being in the hot tubs, I think that's the least of like a lot of this stuff. You know, it's crazy. Shout out to Dave in the chat. He was asking me about Amaranth. I guess ad revenue was taken away with no warning. So that's another thing that happened with Twitch. I don't know. I don't really follow her, but that is a girl, right? I think.
Yeah.
I believe. That's crazy.
I think it was because of the hot tub situation thing.
Was
it?
I can't imagine.
I think so.
I mean,
I'm remembering right.
Against sexualized content, yeah. It makes sense.
I mean, besides the point, I think it is a girl. But yeah, they just, I think they've done this before, but they absolutely don't give warnings at all.
No.
Like, at least on YouTube, they'll tell you this video is demonetized.
Yeah, or copyrighted or something. Because, that's another thing, too. Like, with Twitch is, they don't warn you.
It's easier to police that kind of stuff on YouTube, I think. Just because it's, like, a video and it's, like, a contained, like, thing. But, like, with streams and stuff, it's, like,
you'll be alright.
And there's, like, way more. There's so much more content on Twitch to go through and sift through. That it's just like almost impossible to probably catch them unless you're really big. But yeah, I'm just protecting their brand like that is probably a good move on their part, obviously. They don't want to be like associated with that kind of shit. Or not shit, but you know what I mean.
Right.
But like, so I understand why that happened. It just sucks that no one gets a warning.
Yeah.
I wonder if they like apply the whole Microsoft live sensor that they're testing out.
You know,
censors profanities, derogatory terms, to a certain level. And like, it's weird, like you can turn up or turn down racism or turn up and turn down homophobia. And so I wonder if like Twitch would want to do something like that, or if it would be seen as more censorship or, you know, being lenient on people too.
It's like a fine line. Like they're saying in the chat, it's like, how do you police this? Because like even Twitch, they're, you know, with the hot tub thing, they came out and said, you know, we're not gonna ban people based on their perceived attractiveness. You know, it's like they're saying, you know, just because a woman or man or whoever is attractive and hot and you find them sexy, that's not their fault, which is true. But it's like, well, where do you draw the line? Like, what if that person knows they're sexy and they're kind of pushing it a little bit and being a little sexual on their stream? I mean, how do you really know? And it's like, it's kind of tough, man. Like I don't know where they draw the line, or in like Amaranth's case, what was it that she did to lose her monetization? Like, I don't really know. I'd have to find that out or like look into it.
I don't think Twitch themselves stated either.
See, no, that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, it goes back to the Dr. Disrespect thing. Like, we still didn't even know why he was banned. Like, we don't know. I don't even think he knew.
Right.
It's crazy. Yeah. Maybe he does. I don't know. But there's been others. I mean, maybe he's not the best example, but there's been others too where they've been banned or, you know, they just don't know why.
Yeah.
No warnings, like you said, Keenan, like no warnings. And that's kind of scary for even us. Like, yeah, we're much smaller, so they're not going to be looking at us like that. But what if it got to the point where it's like we could just be banned out of nowhere and we have no idea why? Like, what if Char and their sexiness is just so damn powerful? Yeah, it's like, well, then again, you're protected. I'm sorry, Twitch. You're protected according to Twitch. But like, not even that, but just maybe you say a curse word or something that is perceived as offensive, but it's not. Or it's like, how do you even know? You know, and you just get banned. It's wild. It's I don't know if it can be fixed. Well, see,
that's the thing. Like, it's going to be hard for them to give warnings when things are so live.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
So, like, for me, like, I would start, be like, okay, well, so this channel is being reported. First thing we're going to do is a mandatory 30-second delay. Just kind of as, like, hey, we're restricting you slowly but surely. You know, be careful of what you're doing. And now if it's trolls reporting or, you know, somebody has a grudge or whatever, it doesn't matter. But instead of like smack right out, like, you know, oh, you're banned, you know, they should try to move through it slower. You know, like little things, you know, restrict emotes. You know, if your partner only allow you 5 emotes instead of the whatever 30 or 20 you're allowed. You know, slowly, you know,
yeah,
and give people warnings. And they can't, and Twitch, I know everybody says, well, I want to know exactly why this person was banned. And Twitch will never do that. They might, but they will never do that. Just so that next time somebody isn't banned, I mean, people still say, well, you know, why weren't they banned? They can't be, like, legally held liable for be like, oh, well, they blame this person, you know, banned this person, not this person, that's discrimination, you know? So they can't outright say why somebody was banned. But to avoid that, maybe if it's not like, I don't know, if you like, you know, imagine like a nonviolent offense of, you know, offense kind of, you know, situation on Twitch, I guess, I don't know, you'd say, you slowly, you know, take things away from them, you know, and if it is truly something like, you know, animal abuse, child abuse, you know, whatever, you know, major situation, then you can go ahead and ban them.
Got right. you. Yeah, that might be a good idea. Yeah, I could see that, especially if you're like affiliate or you're partnered.
Or at least time them out from Twitch to start.
Like a suspension, at least maybe like 24-hour. That may be your first offense, you know. But then again, it's going to be depending on like, well, what did they do? Because like you said, if it's something crazy like child abuse or something, yeah, they're out of here for sure. But
Well, like, taking the money is so dirty because they're probably not going to get that back. Right? Whether, I'd rather be banned, I guess, than have my revenue taken away. Because you could take that revenue and start on YouTube. They don't have that option to go anywhere else. Yeah. So that's
really true. Tough. That's true. Yeah, it's kind of a mess.
I don't know. I feel like they should be more strict with like the bans or the suspension or whatever. You know, they should implement suspensions. That should be a thing. But like, it should be like a 3-strike kind of a thing, and then you're banned. And then like after that, it's like just ban the person because there's so many streamers.
Obvious, it's obvious.
Yeah, there's so many streamers willing to take that place. It's like you're not actually going to lose a lot of revenue, honestly, because nobody at the end of the day, if your favorite streamer gets banned, what are you going to do? Stop watching Twitch? Yeah. No, you're not. No. You're not going to stop watching. You're going to find somebody else. You might be salty for a while, but like whatever, right? Like the viewers will go somewhere else, and it's like, I don't know. I don't see the problem with them banning huge streamers if they've done a big wrong, because like, somebody else is going to get those views and somebody else is going to be like elevated. And then, I mean, if they have to do it all over again, they could, but there's so many people to take that spot. It just doesn't matter.
Do you guys think at this rate, You see Twitch just completely just going downhill.
Yes.
How do you feel about
not
that?
Not more than other streaming or Twitch or other social media platforms. They're all going downhill pretty quick.
You think all of them are, Keenan? Even YouTube and Facebook and stuff? Really? What do you think that? You mean in terms of like numbers, or you just mean in terms of like influence? What do you mean?
All of it. I mean, Twitch and YouTube's biggest mess up, and I mean, this might sound like rude, but giving people like us a chance was their biggest mistake. We're like, let's say the three of us here, we're fine people for the most part, except me. I'm a little bit degenerate, but that's besides the point. But like us, we're not going to go, you know, harming anybody. But once you give anybody a chance to make revenue, they will start going overboard for views and revenue. So giving anybody and everybody on Twitch and YouTube a chance to make monetary gains was the biggest mistake, because now ads are being run on any kind of content without the advertiser being able to control it. So in that situation, the companies come and pull out all their money. So it's not like restricted ad revenue anymore. It's just like no ad revenue for this streaming platform at all, because Joe Schmo thought it'd be cool to hold a book and get shot at with, right? You know, so it was just giving that to anybody so early on was a big mistake. That was like their biggest mistake ever.
I see what you're saying, because like you're saying, yeah, there's us who are good people, like, you know, like us, right?
I love it. Yeah.
And we're not going to do anything harmful. At least we're not going to intend to.
There should be a bigger grace period. But Twitch is slowly peeling that back and make it easier to be affiliate, because they want that revenue. Yeah. Even though the people that are giving them the money, the advertisers, are slowly leaving.
Yeah.
So you think there should be more of a threshold to get in?
Yeah.
Day one, when they announced the new affiliate system, I was like, this is trash. This is like too easy.
It is easy. Yeah, it is. And they're making it easier.
And I like got, I'm proud to say I got affiliate when it was hard. Like,
I did too, technically. Like, I technically
when
did.
When it was hard. Where harder. Like, yeah. Harder. Yeah. And now it's just like, you can stream, was it 2 days a week and get it? Like, it's so stupid.
Three average viewers. How many hours? There's like a certain amount of hours. I think 20 hours a month or something.
25,
which is nothing.
It's like, I don't know. How many hours? Yeah, it's like you can do it in 2 streams.
Yeah, you can do it less than a month. Yeah, I mean, 5 days of 5 days. I mean, sorry, 5 hours a day for a week. Wait, you're there.
When they're like separate, you have to like stream like so many different days or something. You can't do it all in one.
It's like
There are the consecutive days one too, right?
I think something like that. Yeah,
you could bust it out in a week. Like it's so easy.
Char would do that in 2 days.
No,
them 12-hour streams. Come on, man.
If it's unique days, you don't need it. You literally get a couple friends and you stream for an hour, bruh.
Come
on. Well, like even back then, there wasn't such a big community like now. Like now, like if you know, like Char, you know, knows of the Gunpla community, the model making community. They're not involved as much now, but I don't know if you've seen it lately. But we're such, you know, a good community, such good friends. Once a viewer decides to start streaming, where they're giving them tips, helps, tricks, setting up OBS, audio, and views. Like, you know, within a couple of weeks, they have their 65 followers, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's such a big supportive community now compared to back then, where that just adds to the ease of it. And again, it's nice, but it shouldn't be this easy.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. I actually do agree. And it's not, I know some people might be listening you know, they're like, no, we need more of a chance. But you make a good point with this stuff. Because, like, are opening the floodgates of, like, yeah, there's good people who are coming in. But there's also some people who are about that foolishness. And they're just going to abuse it and abuse the platform, because they have a voice on this platform and anyone could listen. And it's makes everyone look bad kind of thing. Makes the whole platform look bad. That's true. And then like the advertisers are like, nope. Because that there's been those adpocalypses, right, with YouTube, where it's like they've pulled the ads and pulled monetization and stuff like that because a few bad, you know, eggs, and then everyone else gets affected.
Apocalypses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's, I don't know. I mean, we're so far deep. It's like, how do you go back? You can't go back now. It's,
you can't. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. Like, you know, canceling school debt. And we're like, you know what? On second thought, you got to repay us. Time to reschedule your whole life and reorganize it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just, you can't go back from it.
Mm. Crazy.
Well, man. Back when, I don't know. Do you guys remember Hitbox?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Okay,
Hitbox was just up and coming. I was with an MCN, and they gave us two choices. We join Hitbox and automatically get, this was a contract, automatically get a subscriber button and like three emote slots, where Twitch, you could not get that unless you were a partner. Mm-hmm, or yeah. The affiliate program was also starting too. And everyone was like, well, let's go to Hitbox. So our MCN gave us two options. Stream on a Japanese website that needed diversity other than League of Legends, or choose Hitbox. The Japanese website offered us, I think it was like 2 cents for like every 100 views, which was like freaking amazing. You know, considering, you know, it's like 4,000, you know, now it's like 4,000 views for like half a penny. You know, we didn't know how much of a good deal. But anyways, we chose Hitbox because it gave you this stuff automatically. And I think Twitch saw that and wanted to run in and not lose what they had.
Mm, so they're like, let's lower the bar. Let's make it easier. Let's
open the floodgates. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was like really trying to, and it's, I think it's coming back to bite on the ass. Yeah.
It is, because the technology is there for everybody now, and it's too easy to, it's so easy to start up a stream.
You just like your, I feel like, you know, if you're a kid and, you know, you don't have a PC, you don't have this, you don't have that, your first piece of technology, you're going to ask for an iPhone 11 and your parents are willing to spend that instead of like a laptop or a camera or whatever, you're ready to stream.
Yeah.
Get your, go to Home Depot, get yourself a clamp and you're ready to stream. You know, point it at your TV, point it at your desk.
That's it. That's wild. It's like it's a gift and a curse, because as a content creator, I mean, it's easier than ever. Like when I first started YouTube and stuff, and like the way we had to record our games, shoot, it's wild with the Dazzle and the Hapag.
The files
would be so big, I can only record a little bit, and then I'd have to like upload it or, you know, edit it and then delete it so I could, and then create, you know, record it before I could record another one. And now Googling, it's like,
get rid of watermarks.
I mean, the watermark thing, the programs we have now and things like that, like just Twitch in general, OBS. I mean, everything's just been, it's so accessible now. And granted, my PC is much better now and stuff like that. But yeah, it's wild. You're so true. Like, you're just so right. Like, anyone could stream. That's true.
Yeah. I don't think they thought of that when they made, well, maybe they did when they made that affiliate thing, but it's just, it's just so annoying.
These things, though, I don't really think about. Like, I appreciate Keenan and what you're saying with all this stuff, because it's like, when I think about streaming, like, I think, not that I'm saying you're negative and I'm being positive or something like that, but I think about just the positive sometimes of like, oh, you know, streaming is so easy now. It's like the best time right now. Pandemic and everything, like everyone's home. And like, you know, you kind of try and look at the bright side of like, oh, this is like, you know, I got more time. Oh, I'm doing this thing.
I don't have an issue with the streaming and the streaming themselves. I just have an issue with them being given money right off the bat.
Got you. Like that opportunity. Yeah, right out the gate, because
the problem is
not earning it.
It's in the very back of advertisers. You know, advertisers put their commercial on a TV show. They know exactly when, where, and to who, and why. On Twitch, you have no idea what that is until later on. You don't know the content. You might not even ever know the content your advertisement is going on to, and they're just pulling out. And that just depletes the money. I mean, if you're there for the money, that's what I'm saying. If you are there for the money, it just depletes that pool of money that Twitch loves so much. And instead of fixing that issue, they go make something like pools, hot tubs, and beaches. And instead of getting rid of the bad actors, they're just kind of cornering them off in some other place. That's my issue with it.
Yeah.
But I love that I was able to be affiliate, or, you know, have subscribers, or you know, emotes and stuff like that. I love it. Mm-hmm. I just don't think it was a good idea.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love being easy to stream.
It's like a gift and a curse, like I was saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
And talking about the ads and stuff like that reminds me of YouTube too, because YouTube, we recently just got an email. I don't know if I'm the only one in here, but that even if we choose not to have ads on our, or to monetize our videos, because I've been recently thinking of doing that. I don't know about you guys, but I've been on YouTube recently, like especially on my phone, so many ads on all the videos I'm watching. I mean, it's like, it is crazy.
I'm in Japan and I get 2 ads per video.
Okay. I've seen worse. No idea what you
guys are talking about. It's like 2, not even 10 second ads. All right. That maybe they are 10
at the beginning.
At the beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of normal. But like, I've literally watched like maybe 20 minute videos, and every 5 minutes there's been like an ad. So there's like 4 ads. I've seen videos like that. So anyways, you know, because of that, because sometimes YouTube will just throw the ads in there even though you don't want them in there. I've had streams or like even I think this podcast. I think even this podcast for one time had like all these ads, so I had to manually like remove them, right? So because of seeing all these ads on these videos, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to do this to my viewers. I'm thinking about just getting rid of them, right? Well, YouTube sends an email like, hey, even if you choose to do that, we still have a right to advertise on your video. We're still going to make our money. So whether you do it or not, we're making our money. So it's like, man, because I feel like the ads are just really bad. And I know in the chat they're saying like they have premium and things like that. And I ain't trying to do that.
I have Twitch Turbo I ain't trying and to do YouTube that. Red.
I know. I probably should. But I mean, it's just being somebody who does not have that stuff, I've noticed a big difference. It's gotten worse. It's definitely gotten worse. And sometimes it's not even like the content creator's choice. Like I said, like YouTube manually like does it sometimes.
Well, same thing with Twitch, right? Once you when you're first starting watch a stream, you have to have the ad if you don't have like a Twitch Turbo or
there's
subscribe.
Like a 50-50 chance I get an ad.
And there's going to be so many people who click off. See, that's the thing too. I hate that. Like,
And they started during stream. Luckily, I think they got rid of it for Twitch, where an ad would run without your permission during your stream.
Yeah.
And
people were
like, why are you running ads? Why are you running ads? Or like, I'm not running ads. That's not me. And then people figured it out.
That was to prevent that, what you just said, like when you come to a stream and then there's an ad playing, that was to prevent that, where like people were losing views because the ad played right away. So the ad would play random times after you've already like been in the stream.
Terrible idea.
It was so bad.
There was this one stream, I think it was Gold Glove. I was watching Gold Glove and he was talking about something interesting and legit cut him off and put an ad. Like, what? Are you serious? I forgot what he was talking about, but I wanted to genuinely like hear what he was going to say. And it was, nope, here's an ad.
Hit the clip button, just clip it. You got those 30 seconds. You can go back.
Maybe I should start doing that.
Utilize your tools.
Yeah.
Again, it's just fixing.
It's getting wild out here with the ads for sure, man.
It's nuts.
Again, don't forget, you know, once you start up your stream, hit that one minute and a half ad.
I think I'm going to start anybody's doing in that. There. Yeah, I think I'm going to start
that's
doing
what
that.
That's what I always do.
For sure.
Especially for you. Who,
I never run ads, but yeah.
Well, for you and Char.
Just to get it out the way.
You know, you know, five to, you know, 30 viewers off the, you know, right off the rip. Might as well run a minute and a half on the starting soon page. And you'll get that first 30 minutes of people coming in without ads.
Exactly.
That'd be cool. Gotta start doing that.
So hashtags and your damn titles. So when I retweet them, there's hashtags on Twitter. Okay, you guys.
Oh yeah.
Big tip.
Oh, yeah.
Put hashtags in your title.
I forget to put hashtags. Okay.
You know, I put hashtag
Returnal. I'm bad.
Hashtag PS5. Hashtag
I'm bad at this stuff. I don't know how to stream, Kenan. I don't know how to do it, all right? Gotcha. You're asking too much of me.
See, this is the kind of stuff.
Things have changed so much, we don't know how to do this anymore.
We're old,
this is
okay?
The kind of stuff I have to think of and pass along and figure out.
No, it's good. It's good to hear. It's good to hear that, like, the little reminders, because at some point, I mean, your voice will be in the back of my head, Kenan. Put the hashtag.
Hashtags. Because even like Instagram and TikTok, I mean, everything uses hashtags. If somebody TikTok. Wants to tweet out or, you know, get a, or, you know, like they get a good clip and they want to post it themselves, they can just copy and paste that title.
This guy is like our manager right now.
You want a job, Kenan?
I'm available.
You want to work? You want to work for us?
2 hours.
I work 70 hours a week already.
Yeah.
Oh, damn! I forget that. And you stream? That's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, this man's nuts.
A lot of tips and tricks.
Yeah. Good discussion though. Yeah. That Twitch, it's a mess. We could all agree, I guess.
It is a mess.
We love it, but it's a mess for sure. Mm-hmm. Another topic kind of wanted to throw in here. It's been a dry week, man. It's been kind of dry. I know people were kind of talking about Starfield all week. I don't want to talk about that game. I'm like, I'm sick of hearing about that game. I don't know if you saw that, Char. Everybody talking about that game. Good.
Not at all.
Good. You're lucky.
What?
Star, was it?
Who? We don't know.
Starfield?
Yeah, we don't know.
I don't know. Good question,
Kenan. I don't know what game.
I actually don't know.
But anyways, there was a couple other things that happened where, like, The Last of Us 2 got an FPS boost to 60 frames. For PS5. Now,
is that a good thing?
It just brings up the discussion. I wanted to ask you guys and everybody in the chat, like, to boost or not to boost for these old games, right? I mean, Last of Us 2 is not very old.
It's free, right?
It's free, I think. Yeah, it's a patch. Oh, okay, it's technically a patch happening for PS4, right? And I think it just kind of like extends over to PS5, so you get 60 frames.
I mean, are you going to replay the game?
Me? No, I am out.
For FPA 50? Okay, no. So like the whole, boosting, I think that's for new players.
Yeah, which is cool. I have nothing against it. Yeah,
more sales. I'm not going to play a game again to get 60 FPS.
Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, a lot of these gamers out there are like, oh, I'm going to fire it back up. I'm like, yeah, you can fire it up, play it for like 5 minutes, you can turn it off. Let's be real. Let's be real.
Download giga for the month. I'm going to be like charged extra. It's just useless.
Char, take over. My cat going wild.
What? All right, what are you talking about?
Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and... Char, you don't have a PS5.
No.
Or a PC, no offense, capable of playing 60 FPS.
True.
I have experienced 60 FPS,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if it's worth it. It's not worth it for me.
That's not worth it for me either. This is why I never upgrade. So, I'm used to playing like 10 FPS, like PS1 games. What do you want from me?
Yeah, but so like for me, I don't get what the big sale. Like I know people like Erica said, mm-hmm. "Oh wow, yeah, like I can tell the difference. I get motion sick."
I mean,
if I was going back from one to the other, but for me, I could not notice the difference. I don't know if my eyes, I'm wear glasses. They're up to date.
I feel like I had this happen, but like with a TV. Like my parents, we had like a TV for like a long year, like a lot of years, and then they got a newer, bigger one, and it was one of those TVs where it's like the movement was smoother or something, was like the FPS was like increased, I think, or something. And I every time I saw it, I was like, this feels weird. I don't like this.
Oh, the TV thing. Like, yeah. You didn't like it.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, it's like,
I kind of know.
It's like enhanced to the point of like, it takes the enjoyment out of stuff. Like, I don't know how to explain it.
It takes you out of the, I forgot what the word was.
Yeah.
Immersion?
Like if you're watching. Immersion. Yeah, if you're watching like a show or something, you kind of expect there to be like motion blur or like action scenes or whatever, right? Like there is. But like watching certain movies on that screen, it's just like this is too real. Like I want to suspend my disbelief a little bit more.
And that's know there's a fantasy aspect.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like that's going to happen once I switch over. If I ever get 60 FPS, I'm going to be like, this feels too weird. Like it's going to be, I don't know.
Time out real quick because I was hearing the cat in my ear. They're saying you said, Kenan, you can't tell the difference between 30 and 60?
I can't tell the difference.
Really?
At all.
Really? No. So have you really like tried, like you played a 30 FPS then went to 60 and vice versa, or?
I think you'd have to see them side by side.
Yeah.
I have a 19, well, this is what I was going to mention. I have a, what is it? I think it's 1920 mm-hmm. monitor,
mm-hmm.
Capable all the way up to 144 hertz, megahertz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, you know, it's a $600 monitor.
Right.
I got just for the PS5, right before I got the PS5. In anticipation for the PS5, I used the cord that came with it, everything that came with the PS5, plugged it in, bought Demon's Souls, downloaded it. So, you know, PS5, 500 plus 600 plus the game, we're already looking at $1,200. And I could not tell the difference.
You know? May need to try on a TV.
Well, that's what I was going to say. On the other side...
What do you mean? Oh, he's showing us.
Monitor and a regular ass TV over here. And okay. I tried it on both. And I could not tell the difference.
What did you try? Like you tried...
I unplugged it, went down to the lesser performance modes on the PS5.
Okay, whoa. So Demon's Souls, you couldn't tell between the performance and the...
No.
Really?
I was still shooting it.
Really?
No, but I couldn't tell if I was doing any better or if my guy's movement was any better either. If his movement back and forth, live room to no. so it was just like I could not see the benefit of, and again, it goes back to when you guys were talking about what's better, console or PC. And people are like, oh, well, you know, PC, you got to invest a lot to get a lot. And it was the same situation with console. And I invested a lot to try to get a lot. And either me, my brain, or my eyes, or something with me could not tell the difference.
Interesting.
It just didn't change anything for me.
You're definitely triggering people in the chat. I'm just curious because, like, I can tell the difference. You don't play on PC, correct? Or do you?
I do play on PC.
You do.
I do. On PC, I can... There's games I've kicked up to, you know, all the way to 144 hertz, and I could tell then.
Okay, so you can tell.
At 144.
Yeah, okay.
Not at 60.
But 30... Okay, so we're strictly... Okay, because the chat's acting like you can't tell, like, anything above 30 or something like that. But you okay, so after 60, beyond 60, you can start to tell then. But 60 and 30, yeah, you're kind of like, okay,
they're the same for me. Maybe I need to play, you know, like even Returnal. I gotta test out maybe Returnal because that's a more high action based game. Maybe I gotta try out Returnal. That'd be a good one too. But yeah, for me, it was just like, I'm not... So here's my thing. I didn't buy the PS5 for 60 FPS. I'm not going to go buy... what is the game? Last of Us 2. Because it has 60 FPS now.
Gotcha.
It's just
not
worth it.
No, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
The reason I got the PS5 is so I can say, look at me, motherfuckers. I have a PS5.
Wow.
Only, like, that's it. Fair. And so I can... Oh, I'm sorry. Load times. Load times, amazing. It sucks. There's no time for snacking. I hate it. It hurts my heart. Well,
so you
actually,
like the load times.
Heart.
You don't mind the load times.
Heart. No, well, I do mind because I don't get to snack. But yeah, I do love it. it's a love-hate relationship. But, you know, like, yeah, I mean, if you're going to buy anything for 60 FPS, if it's for smoothness for you, that works. But for me, I got the PS5 for, you know, low latency. Right. And I guess just like, you know, from time of pushing a button to reaction, I felt that quicker. But that like to be able to tell a big difference, it's just not, there's not that major of a difference between 60 and 30, you know, reaction time, you know, I was just not, yeah, it's just not there.
I get where you're coming from. Like that's just kind of your reasoning of like, well, yeah, like why would I go and buy this game again or play this game again just for that? Like I'm kind of with you because, well, in the case of The Last of Us 2, it's like that game could be 120 frames. I ain't playing that crap again. But that's because I didn't really, that's like a one and done for me. And I did tweet that. Some people were a little upset. It was interesting. But that's just how I feel about the game. But I think it's fine to go ahead and give the boost. I mean, yeah, from 30 to 60. Oh, yeah. I honestly, I don't know if people are going to disagree with me or not, but I feel like of the game, all the games that Sony can give the boost to, I don't think Last of Us 2 needed it. I don't think it needed it.
Right.
I didn't play. Game. Yeah, like, I mean, it's cool, it's there, but I, of course, put out the tweet of like, we want Bloodborne, goddammit. I ain't trying to play no damn Last of Us 2. That didn't need it. Bloodborne desperately needs it. Like, older desperately. Games? So, yeah, like older games, maybe even the Uncharted's, you know, so games like that. At that
point, charge, like, you remember how EA was charging for pre-owned games to play online, $5 or whatever it is? Would they do the same for Bloodborne? I mean, would you be willing to pay $5 for an FPS upgrade?
$5? I mean, that would be weird, but yeah.
Oh, you know, whatever they charge, you know, $9.99 or, you know, $6.99 for $5.99.
But why should they charge, why would they go
back and upgrade any game to 60 FPS? Like, I don't even know why they did The Last of Us.
I think it's, you know, besides just
it being a new game.
To maybe, you know, increase sales, or maybe it's a way of like closing that gap of like, well, we don't have the PS5 version, right? We only have a PS4 version.
Do you
version.
Think it's because of the lack of the games?
I think of it like if I'm Naughty Dog, I would do it because I would think, well, they want to play it on PS5 at 60. It'll increase sales. People will want to fire it up again. Things like that. I mean, that's what I'm assuming. They want more money. Pay money to get money kind of thing. That's what I'm assuming. But I could be wrong.
Because, well, I mean, I don't know a person who doesn't own Bloodborne. There's probably like five in chat.
Oh, there's a bunch of people who don't own Bloodborne.
But it's like the one of the most common games, you know. Not necessarily like in the, you know, Dark Souls, but it's a super, you know, super, super common game.
In general,
and again,
you mean?
I'm not against it going 60 FPS. I would love it, you know, for people to have that to experience. It's just like, why, like, I don't see it feasible for them to spend their time to do Bloodborne.
To do the boost. Is that what you're saying? To do the boost.
Yeah. Because I don't know how simple or hard it is to do the boost.
That's the thing. Like, I could add to that, like, it seems very difficult. There's issues with Bloodborne that affect the pacing and things going on. There, I don't really understand it. Somebody commented to me on Twitter about it. Like, there's underlying things going on. So I get it. And that's probably the reason they're not doing it, because they did Sekiro. They did Dark Souls 3, I believe. Those games are on PC. Like, Bloodborne, there's, I think, something going on there. So I'm with you. I understand where you're coming from. Like, you're asking, maybe, well, it's a bunch
Tyler
of money to do it.
Just changed my mind on that, actually.
What do you say?
I'm sorry, not Tyler. Six of Truth. Maybe it's to get, if it's a 60 FPS upgrade for the PS5, just to get people to buy more PS5s to play Bloodborne. So maybe their incentive is to either sell a PS5 copy or to sell more PS5s. That does make sense. That does make sense, because you can't play FPS on PS4 or previous consoles. That makes more sense to me now. Yeah. Yeah, so I guess I'd see why they would do. You win. You win, Erica and Tyler.
It's not about Tyler. We're not trying to win or anything.
I just keep
anything.
Seeing Tyler with a Dark Souls 3 logo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It just pops.
You guys changed my mind on this one. Yeah, let's get Bloodborne 60 FPS. Yeah, let's do all the games 60 FPS.
No, well, they would have to do more games like that then, I think.
Yeah, but no, you were onto something with it having issues, though, because I think that is a thing. Yeah. I think that is a thing, and unfortunately, and, you know, it'd be nice if that game could just come to PC. It'd be nice if it could get that boost, because it does need it. So it's a
Well, you know what
Kenan.
Else got I don't know if Mortal Shell, I'm pretty sure Mortal Shell got a 60 FPS boost on PC also. I do want to update and replay that.
It got it pretty fast too. Yeah, I got it really fast. They're on it. These smaller devs, man, they're putting their heart into their games and doing their thing and putting these older, other games to shame sometimes. But yeah, Last of Us and just Naughty Dog in general, people were kind of wondering, come on, Naughty Dog, where's these boosts at? Because other games were getting it and stuff. Then now they're doing it with Last of Us 2. So I didn't really want to just talk about that game. I just kind of used it as like a segue to a discussion because I know Char doesn't really care about FPS.
Well, with now, Char, is there a game that you would buy? I mean, if they let you play a game on PS5 at 60 FPS, is there a game you would pick?
That's a good question. I would ask you that too.
I mean, because I mean, all the games they play are like, you know, top-down view.
Final Fantasy 13.
Oh.
Okay.
So you would consider that. Okay.
So it is important to an extent, Char.
Well,
frames.
I just think that game needs a little bit of love too, because I mean, it's one of my favorite games, but also like it. I don't know. It didn't.
Is it available on PC?
Yeah, I played on PC. It doesn't have best
forget
frame
the PS5. Get you that PC at that point.
Maybe it's just me. Maybe I just don't have the frame rate, obviously.
Yeah, you just need a PC.
But I don't know. I'd like to see it on consoles too. But I'm trying to think then if there's nothing else. I don't know.
Probably all the Final Fantasy games.
I mean, it would be interesting.
Uncharted.
I don't even think 60 FPS in Bloodborne. Games. No.
That wouldn't help.
I don't even think
that wouldn't help
that
you.
Would help. No. I like what was C-Max saying in the chat, like I play RPGs and RPGs usually don't need 60 FPS to be good. So like I don't play action games enough to like really need the 60 FPS, right? So that's my only thing of like why I don't care about FPS so much. But like I don't know. I guess Uncharted would be interesting in 60 if they re-released all three on PS5 with 60. I don't know.
Just imagine it all smooth. I wouldn't get Naughty Dogged in the head. I swear, I on those multiplayers, like I would get in cover and then get hit, get shot. I'm like, dude, I'm already in cover, man. These frames, what's going on? This latency or something.
I remember watching Audible play Uncharted.
That was hilarious.
Or whatever. That was. I mean, like, at first I thought it was Audible. But Audible's a pretty good gamer. And then, like, I kept watching him a little bit more. And I'm like, man, they're screwing my man over pretty hard over here.
Yeah.
That was just bad.
It'd be cool if, you know, I mean, it's becoming more of a thing, you know, Xbox is doing it, of course, back compat, I think over there kind of makes it a little easier, but like, just giving these boosts and giving more life to these older games. And I think it's fine. You know, it's if they can do it to all of them. Shoot. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I guess, that was
well, like the hard part real quick is like, I see people like Albro, Char, Dan, you know, a few of these like retro gamers having so much fun with these older games.
Mm-hmm.
It almost, for me, like 60 FPS makes it feel like a gimmick. Does that like kind of make sense? Like for me personally.
What do you mean? No. Like, explain.
It's just like, well, there's so much, you know, they were talking about it today on the Scumcast.
You mean like it doesn't need it? It's just something to get people to buy it? Like it's fine as it is, you think?
Was it T-Rock? Who was it that said it? All they do is use these hype words. I forget what the gimmicky words. I forget what the word. I forget what the exact word he would
novelty?
Use.
Novelty?
Huh?
Novelty?
No. All these know, like, just... you know, 4K. 8K.
Oh, like buzzwords. FPS. Buzzwords.
Huh? Buzzwords. Yeah. Okay. It's they were saying all they do now is like use these buzzwords to get you to buy the console, to buy the game. And it's not even like, and I started thinking like it's not no longer about the graphics, no longer about the game itself, the game mechanics, game system, game story. And game FPS, it's like, well, let's just focus on this like little FPS part and, you know, try to get it to carry the show. And instead of having all five of them or, you know, whatever six aspects of the game, work together to make a really good game, you know?
Yeah,
Like,
I can see what you're saying. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Instead
yeah.
of just making good games, I mean, I guess we could throw that at Xbox, right? That's the criticism they get. They don't
Ooh.
really have
Yeah.
new games coming out anytime soon. So it's like, oh, we got boosts here, boosts there. Everybody gets a boost. And so it's like, okay, cool, but what about this other stuff we've been asking for? And then Sony, on the other hand, is like putting out games, right? And couple boosts here and there. It's like, oh, cool. You know, it's like both sides are kind of, you know, they're not the same. They're not equal. And then you got
Right.
Nintendo, who I'm just throwing them there in there out of
Nintendo.
pity because they're not even relevant in this conversation. They out here selling old ass games
Well,
for full price, so they own a whole different thing. But it's like, I don't know,
they're working
man.
on their higher resolution Switch that I don't hear anything anymore about and nobody talks ever again about.
Yeah, it comes and goes. You know how it is. It's like there'll
Well, they
be
were
some kind of
never
rumor.
about high FPS and high resolution.
Right.
I mean, the worst thing I've seen in my life was Call of Duty World at War on the Wii.
Oh,
And
God. No.
it was just so
That sounds
bad.
terrible.
Coming out, and that I was like, why would you do
Were you
that?
shooting like this
Why?
with the Wiimote?
Yeah,
Oh,
but
God.
besides that one game and others, like it. Yeah, Nintendo, I mean, the
It's
Pokemon
too
was
funny.
not about the graphics.
Oh,
Animal Crossing was not about the graphics.
that
not so
reminds
much,
me.
yeah.
That reminds me. They're talking about in the chat because I said Nintendo, the
Mm.
Amiibo for $25 or something like that.
Oh
You guys see
my
that
God.
trash?
No. Fuck that
Do
shit,
you have that?
man.
Do you know what's up with that, Char? Like, can you explain it? What's going
What do you
on?
mean, explain it?
Explain the
Oh, the
nonsense. Like,
oh, what
who
it
is it?
is?
What's the
So
what is it?
it's for. It's going to be for Skyward Sword, as it's. I don't understand it that much. Okay, it's going to be for
Okay.
Skyward Sword. I'm going to talk like I know what I'm talking about, and somebody can tell me I'm wrong. So, it's an amiibo, so it's an extra thing after you buy the game. But the amiibo is
Physical.
going. Yeah, it's a physical amiibo, which is going to unlock the ability to fast travel in the game, which was not a feature in the original game.
Oh my God.
That
Would
wow.
be like. Okay, so like imagine. Has. Erica, have you played Wind Waker at all? I haven't, but I
Yeah,
know
yeah.
like the pre it's like if they came out with a Wind Waker amiibo and you paid $25 for that amiibo and it allowed you to fast travel in the game.
You mean
In Wind
$25 to
Waker.
dodge in Returnal?
You don't even need to fast travel.
Jeez.
I mean, well, yeah, I guess because yeah, there's like an ocean and I'm talking Wind Waker. There's like ocean and stuff.
Well,
You
okay,
travel
but like
like
Skyward
that.
Sword, as far as I understand, because I'm not the expert, right? But like as far as I understand, Skyward Sword and Wind Waker have the same like kind of like you have to travel to the different places,
Yeah, that's what I'm
right?
saying.
Wind
Yeah.
Waker might be a little bit like more traveling, I would say, but I don't know, right? Somebody can come tell me otherwise. But like yeah,
I'll
the
be back.
traveling is a mechanic in the game basically, and getting an amiibo to like subvert that entire mechanic is like I don't know. I don't personally understand it. But like
Nintendo
somebody
is,
out there is going to buy it, but
dude.
Nintendo is be like, hey, you want this? Buy it. Like,
Listen,
dude.
man, the cojones on Nintendo.
Oh my God, they got some balls, man. They really
Massive.
do.
Like, first of all, Skyward Sword is overpriced in an old ass game. Okay?
Yep.
And now you want to put
Confirmed.
all this. What is the amiibo? Is it Link? Who is it? What's it
I don't
look
think we know what
like?
the amiibo looks like yet.
Is it even cool? Okay.
At this
Is
point.
it even cool looking? Like,
I would imagine it's something to do with the
you know
burn.
what
I don't
makes me
know.
sick in my soul is
What?
that they're
What?
gonna buy it.
People go and buy it.
Oh
'Cause they want
my
the amiibo.
God.
Amiibo collectors are gonna get it. People who like the game gonna get it. People who want that functionality gonna get it. Also, I see Melodic
Nintendo.
in chat. Skyward Sword has bird statues for fast travel. There's already fast travel in that game then. What the fuck?
They said it's
I'm so
Zelda
confused.
in the bird.
Yeah, it's the bird Zelda. Bird Zelda. It's the one with the
Don't know why
big
that's
red
so
bird on
funny.
the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, well you basically fly around to different islands and shit.
Right.
Like it's like Wind Waker in the sky. I'm generalizing there. Don't come for me, but like you know what I
Skyward
mean.
Sword. Oh.
Oh, she says.
That is
Skyward Sword was
wild.
$50 when it released. Now it's $10 more. Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, I seen a
It's fucked up.
meme or like somebody put up a comparison of like for the $25 you could buy the
Oh
original
yeah.
game
Yeah, you can buy
like
the
for
original
less.
game on Wii U for like $20.
Which I'm actually shocked by that, because even their old ass games are still like freaking expensive when they're used and stuff. So I'm like, wow, $20?
They're so sale? Bad. They're so bad for it. We know they're bad for it though.
Dude, Nintendo, I just can't with them. Like I just really can't.
I really want to play Skyward Sword too, because I never got a chance to play it, but like that's too much money for a game that's been out since the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much.
It's insane. Yeah, I saw that in our backlog topic discussions. Dave put it in there. Shout out to Dave. He was like, yeah, you should talk about this. I'm like, man, Nintendo. I feel like every time we talk about Nintendo, it's just some foolery. You know, it's always some foolery. It is. Just something wild.
Because they don't stop, man.
There hasn't been a game that's come out from them for me that I've been like playing or anything for over a year or something. It's been a while since I think Fire Emblem.
Not first party stuff anyway. Like Nintendo first party stuff I haven't touched really, except for Animal Crossing, I guess.
This game that's playing right now is on the Switch, I believe. Never Yield. Aerial Knights and Never Yield. I forgot to ask you guys what you've been playing. I know Kenan's away right now, but this game's really awesome. If you're watching us live on YouTube, you can see the gameplay. It's a runner. It's very artsy-fartsy, and it's cool. You know what's so cool, Char?
Oh,
I was streaming this last night, and the creator was in my chat.
Yeah, Kenan told me.
Yeah, saw his name, and I'm like responding to his chats and stuff and his messages. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm looking at the game. I look at him. I'm like, that's you. He's like, yeah, I like to watch people play. And he was in there chilling. And I was like, wow, nice. I've never had that happen before. So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I didn't know how to act, man.
You were talking to them, and it still took me like another good half hour to figure out who they were.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like one of those names, too, that I felt like I've seen before. I'm like, have you been here before? I feel like I've seen you around like somewhere. So that was really awesome. Really down-earth guy. He just blended right in with everybody in the chat. He was hanging out.
Oh my god, I was about to say, cool. We're talking to him like you guys were having a conversation like a normal viewer.
Yeah.
Like it was yeah.
Okay, so you got that vibe. Because I felt like I didn't know how to act. I'm like, oh my god, he's in the chat. I'm low-key nervous here. But no, it was like, that's good. You thought that. I did good then. Nah, but that was fun though. But Kenan, before we end this podcast, I forgot to ask you at the beginning what you've been playing. What you've been playing lately?
Oh, I've been my main game surprisingly is a quote unquote free to play game for PSN, Deep Stranded. I love survival games, and I said I'll stop buying survival games because I'm addicted to them. This one was free, so I went ahead and bought it. But that's my main game. Other than that, I still hop on Dark Souls. I still hop on Returnal. I'm building Gunpla and Warhammer 40K miniatures. Those are like my five things I do in my life.
Returnal, though, how's that going? How far are you in Returnal?
Next question.
Oh, man. Man, the struggle?
Three.
Ooh, that's all you... All right, say no more. Say less. Say no more.
I know what
you're going through. Char, what about you?
I've been playing whatever I've been playing on stream, which I just started Suikun 2 finally. And then what else have I been playing on stream? Kenan, what have I been playing on stream?
Kenan knows more than you.
Suikoden, Monster Hunter a little bit, not really, but
Picross.
Picross.
You beat that. You did a little bit of that.
I did a little bit of Picross one day. You're right.
Yesterday you played Final Fantasy
13.
They said Demon Souls for you, Kenan.
Yeah.
Demon Souls. What's up?
I don't know.
You've been playing Demon Souls with Al Brother.
Oh, Al Brother. 1v1. Yeah. This is a public challenge. Where you at?
Oh, my God.
Get on my level. Where you at, Al
Brother? I'm loving the Souls talk, though. I love it. Nice.
We took over Char's stream once.
That was really... I was fine with it.
Yeah, just talking 1v1.
What else have I been... Oh, my God. What have I been playing? I haven't played that on stream in a very long time.
Oh, stream.
But yeah, off stream, I guess. Yeah, I've got a lot of games going on.
Have you added to the list, Char?
Have I added to the list since last time?
Yeah.
List. I'm hard stuck at 19 right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I added 2. Okay? Because I beat Returnal and then I beat this game. The Never Yield.
Right.
So I'm at.
You didn't really beat Returnal, though.
Huh? What you mean?
Did you get the secret ending?
Oh, don't start. Don't start. No, no, no. We're not doing that. Don't start. You're going to be one of those who are like, but did you get the secret ending? I beat it, Char.
Do you want to know about the story or not?
I'll just YouTube it. Why I gotta...
Wow.
They basically... Wow. Listen, the secret ending, all you gotta do is find some items and, like, do the last boss again.
Oh, so that's all you have to do. So then why don't you do it?
Because it's freaking... It takes long. I beat it. That's all that... Listen, have my back. Melodic, have my back. Fine. I see you in the chat.
Wait, what, sorry. What was the other one? Returnal and what was the other one?
The Never Yield game.
Oh,
I beat it last night. Oh, okay, yeah, cool. I beat it last night. Cool. So I'm at
Digimon.
Oh, I'm playing Digimon, but like not playing.
Let me make sure my count. But I think I'm at 7 or 8.
The rate I'm going, honestly, the rate I'm going with all the like other stuff I've been playing, Suikun 2 might be the 20th game I beat this year. So we'll see.
Oh, what was about? You also did a little bit of Immortals, the Rising.
I was so not okay. A little bit. This man on my Twitch going through my VODs for me right now. I swear to God. No.
Jen's recently streamed categories.
Yeah, that's what it is. No, I did play Immortals like one night and I was not impressed, guys. I don't know what it was. I was just like tired. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I wasn't just like, I don't know. I don't know what it was. I wasn't into it and I thought it would be, but I'm glad I tried the demo because now I'm like still on the fence about that one. But yeah.
You done, Char? You done?
I mean, I'm
playing like a million games.
I am on so many games. Also, I just resubbed to Final Fantasy 14 the other day, so now I have Final Fantasy 14 to play again. So.
Okay, so that'll kind of like slow you down a little bit. All right. So I'm feeling feeling a little confident. A little confident here.
That's what you're hoping. That's not going to happen.
Oh, man. Good show, you guys. Keenan, you were a delight to have on here.
Thank you. I didn't say anything overly pervy, too. I'm proud of myself.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's all going to come out in my Discord later.
Save it for Char. Oh, save it for Char.
It's going to be gold.
Don't save it for me? That's so weird.
I know. That's what sounds kind of wild. Yeah. But no, it was fun having you here. Again, you guys, this was our first patron guest. Our Patreon.
Who's next? Hit up the Patreon.
Yeah, who's One next? Who's next? Yeah, it was awesome having you here. And Char was right. Like, we really, honestly, when we were making the tiers, we're like, no one's going to do this one.
No one's going to do it.
No one's going to do it. Well, you know, we didn't really think it through. Like,
we also thought it was way too expensive. We still think it's too expensive, too, probably. But
you guys forgot to calculate for X.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, but we appreciate you and your support and always, you know, being here. And you guys are really like the backbone of the whole damn show, because without you guys watching and being there and being part of the things we are doing here, it's like, what are we doing, Char? Talking to each other? Who does that?
Yeah.
Why would you ever want to talk to me?
Is that what they call a podcast?
Yeah, at that point, it's just two losers talking. I'm kidding. You guys, again, our Patreon is patreon.com/thebacklogpod. Is that right, Char? That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're at $69 right now.
Nice.
And we're almost to our goal, which I think our first goal is 100, correct?
I will double check right now.
And we have a couple of like incentives in there. So if you want to support us further, you want to get extra content, be in the camp with Keenan of the
the camp.
The OG supporters.
120 actually is our
goal. Okay, 120. Might have to lower that a little bit. Nah. But yeah, we appreciate you guys. Even if you could just, you know, you're here watching, hitting the like button, checking us out on our audio platforms. We're on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, if that's a thing. I think it is. And of course, YouTube. You can catch us here every other Saturday. And I'm so happy. So happy with this podcast. I've noticed a growth on YouTube. Our average viewership is going up a tad. It's going up. And that's what counts. So it's been good. And you know, Char's been doing patron posts. And
I got nothing else to do at work. I might as well make some patron posts to schedule.
Yeah. So we're trying to, you know, work for you guys and trying to do more for you to engage with. Are you all on TikTok? C-Mac is asking. I am personally, but
I don't have any content on TikTok, so I'm going to say no, basically.
I guess if you guys are interested in like TikTok or other platforms, let us know in the comments or even the chat right now. Whenever you can, just let us know like what kind of content you think you'd want on there, or if you really want us on there, we'll definitely consider things. I don't know what we would do for TikTok. Maybe like clips of the show, or I don't know.
I think so. Yeah.
We have to talk about that. Mercs in the chat. Shout out to the troubleshooters, my guys over there. Hit the like button, he says. Yes, hit the like button. Appreciate you guys. Keenan, you stream, you do the thing. You over there the Twitch, let everybody know like how they can find you.
Keenan45 Gaming, pretty much everywhere. From TikTok to Instagram to YouTube to Twitch. Don't do much YouTube. But I build a lot, create a lot, play a lot, and work a lot. So hopefully I'll either see you in my stream or in everybody else's stream.
Keenan, you're wild. Sometimes, like the last, when was it? Two streams ago, I was streaming and then I raided you, right?
Yeah,
you were in my chat watching me and streaming at the same time. This man's a multitasker to the max.
This man's crazy.
He's wild.
I could easily be watching, I stream on my phone, two streams on my PC while streaming myself and playing a game.
That's crazy.
Just to keep the occupation.
Hey man, whatever works. But again, thanks for being on. And then
thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you for everybody from my friends that showed up today. I love seeing all of you guys here. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, they held it down. I saw them in there. Appreciate them.
Mm-hmm.
Char.
Yeah.
Where can we find these sexy hot tub streams you're about to do? Where are those at?
Oh my god. Where are we finding I don't even have a bathing suit. you can find me DrinPixeled on Walmart on Twitch and Tumblr, and those are the only two places. Not Tumblr.
Now you can say that.
Wait.
Just DrinPixeled.
Yeah. DrinPixeled.
That's it. You don't have to say go through all the five other different ones you have.
I know.
So much nice.
Yeah.
See, that was the goal all along, was just to be able to say one thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Nice and
Erica.
Nice and clean, you know,
oh
across the board, universal.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty much it, you guys. I just hit a button and now I'm full screen. I don't know how to get out of this.
Oh my god. We're very professional.
What's the button, damn it? F what? All I see is OBS.
F11.
Thank you, Keenan. Whew, what would we do without you? But yeah, we're out of here. I'm Erica. Erica's for the win. Appreciate you guys
heading
listening.
Heading up for Smoove?
Yo, yeah. Smoove is doing a Returnal challenge. For those who know Kid Smoove, I've been following him a long time.
I'm Smoove with a different person, sorry.
Oh, my bad. I thought you mentioned Smoove, because, we're about to go watch
the
stream.
The one you're talking about. I was, names, I'm not good with them.
Oh, yeah. It's all good. So we're about to go watch him right now and do like a live, not a live, but like a watch party over on the Discord. That's another thing you guys can get hands-on with if you do join the Patreon or become a member of the channel here on YouTube, just so you guys know. We're out of here, though. Thank you so much for watching and listening, and we will catch you guys in 2 weeks, all right? We're out of here. Peace.